Something which, besides being a chiluk gadol, a chiluk gadol in all of Avodas Hashem, it's also a very helpful thing in life. It's something you're going to need very much. Because whoever you are, whatever you are, there's always mistakes. People are always shaken up. It's always good to have a munah b'tachon. When you have strong a munah b'tachon, it keeps you strong and helps you to raise you above all that stuff. Because when they came out of Mitzrayim, right away you have the HaKadosh Baruch Hu surrounded them with Anani HaKavod. What was the idea of the Anani HaKavod? As Chazal saying, they were in a midbar. It was very hot. And it covered them from the heat. In the winter, it could get very cold, even more cold than today. Covered them from the coldness, the wild animals that lived there. The mamish totally protected them. Ba'oi, when they went in the derech, as it smoothed the derech out for them, that they walked straight. Ba'oi, they didn't even have to walk. It wasn't hard for them. It was like going on one of those escalators, carries you. The Anani HaKavod was like sitting in an escalator. At Heichon Advar Megiim, the Medrash says, on the Lashon by Yosef, that when they were in the Anani HaKavod, they were Beheseva. And when they traveled Beheseva. And the Anani HaKavod took them. It's like if you ever saw in the business class, on the planes, they have those seats that they turn into a bed. The Anani HaKavod is the first time that the Yidden flew business class. Mamish, they were Be'er Seba, they were going. Rather, you could say that's one of the Indian of the Seba, the Lel HaSeder, is to receive that nest of Anani HaKavod that they traveled Be'er Seba. Mamish went to Milvaz and Levish. Unbelievable Anhaga. Hashem takes them out of Mitzrayim, and Kilo Hashem flies them first class. What was the food that they were zecher to? They were zecher to the man. The man, kol tam, that you wanted to be tayyim in Olam Hazeh, you were able to be tayyim. Most expensive restaurant, the best coffee, anything, any time you wanted to be tayyim, you were tayyim in the man. It was nifludim. And it wasn't, you didn't have to go to a store to buy it. It came right by your door if you were tzaddik. It came right by your door. You weren't such a tzaddik, you had to walk a little bit. Okay, but it wasn't. And they always had it. They always had great food. The mamish took care of the bachrim even better than pregnant. This was it. The vulva. As Kodim called, we see the Abba G'dayla of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to Klal Yisrael. Not just the way Hashem treats them with all these special things. But, and why were the Yidin Zeicha? Why were they Zeicha for the Man, for the Anani HaKadosh? As the Maisa we have in last week's Parsha, it says that when they left Mitzrayim, Seder Loi Asim. When they went to go to the Midbar, they didn't bring anything with them. Like Yeshiva Bachrim Bisman HaZeh, you go away for Shabbos, you bring Kol Teva in your suitcase, wherever you're going, you make Seder L'Derech. They were going for a long trip in the Midbar, and they didn't bring anything. A Zok Rashi, so powerful. He brings, that's what it says, the Chati Loch, that you went lechtech achrei b'midbar avas kulosayif azah ava, azah munen b'tochen in Hashem, that they followed in Hashem. They didn't even prepare where they were going. They didn't even take food. Because that says the matzah, until they got the man, the matzah was toyim ben tamah. Because the food they took out preserved, lasted, without refrigerators, without freezers, and the taste was out of this world. It was nifladik, it was mamish haman. And then eventually there was zecher to the man. As they did something that was very beautiful, they took a step and they followed what HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to do. As they was zecher to the gevaldig Avon, Hashem was molatif then with Avon. As that hug, as that embrace from Hashem, to be totally protected from all weather, to be so comfortable, to have the best foods, everything you need, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave them. What do we say in the Zichronis on Rosh Hashanah? When we're mentioning the Sussim of Klal Yisrael, we say 10 Sukkim that are the Sussim of Klal Yisrael that are going to help us be Zich on Rosh Hashanah for Yoim Din that story. That bechina of following in the ways of Hashem and going in the derech of Hashem, even though you don't know what's going to be. Ad hayoyd, the yidn go with such a hanhaga. The hanhaga of anani akovid, the hanhaga of man is the doyre doyres. The nefesh, the ruach chayim, which is the pirish on others, from the nefesh chayim, he writes on nizmo ledavid, Hashem roi lo yechta, benoiz beshe yal bitzeni, amen minuchas in our lane. The meaning of Klal Yisrael is distinguished in Shalom Shuddis. It comes, it's a capital in Tiller. He said it's teaching every person that says Hashem Roi. Every person that realizes Hashem is watching over him, Hashem is taking him, he'll be Zeicha Loi Echsa. He'll be Zeicha, the noise Deshe Yarbi Seimi. He'll be Zeicha that Hashem will watch over him and take after him. As this Anhaga of Anani HaKavit is the Doire Doires. And that's the capital of Nizma LeDavid, Hashem Roi, that David lived with. Va'oi, Rashi brings down Chazal, that the Mon, Yirmiyah put the Mon, it's a tennis Mon by the Aron HaKodesh. Why? As because there'll be Doires with us say, we need Parnasa! How could we learn Torah? Don't think this is a new thing. Americans, they're into money. All Torahs. You need Parnasa. How are you going to learn Torah? A Sistenis Mon is near the Aron. Because it's showing you the Dairi Dairis. Hashem sends Mon to learn the Torah. And this is true for Avrechim in Koilo. But interestingly enough, even for Balabatim too. Because we live in a society where you have balabatim that are so running to make so much money that they give up on their learning and they don't learn to write because it's so intense, the shibudim. Everyone, in every stage of life, whatever you are, you have to know. The tzinsenes mon comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Never give up on your Torah for the tzinsenes mon. And the very powerful message of the mon, that even if you went home, there are people, they collected loads of mon, disappeared. If you collected a little bit of mon, it turned into whatever you needed. Amarbe v'hamame. L'ametcha lo ishtadlis, elo hakol tali b'siyata d'shmai. I hear so many people talk to me, bachra, they tell me, oh, I'm going to go out, Rebbe, you're going to see, I'm going to be very rich, and I'm going to support you. Then the Bachan tell it to me when they're drunk on Purim. You're going to see, I'm going out, I'm going to take care of you. I'm waiting for it. But it's just so interesting to me that every guy who does that, he says, Rebbe, I'm going out, I'm going to be rich. You're going to see. I'm telling you, I'm going to be mommy successful beyond. I always wonder, isn't it Tony on Hashem? Like, you think you're going out to business, I'm going to be successful. I'm going to be... It's like an attitude. It used to be in learning, every bacha used to come in, I'm going to be a gadol hadar. Okay, that I hear, that's Tony on Amelos, that I hear. But every guy is going to be rich. But unfortunately, people feel it's all Tali Adish tablets. If I'm smart, I have bridges, it's going to happen. But really, it's Tali Nakadish Baruch. You need to have to be smart. But that's the lesson of Mon, the Doime Doises. But that's the first Nakuda that we have in Parshas B'Shalach. The Anani HaKovid, Kuber Mayim, the Mon, is teaching you. It's not a story that happened once in the Midbar. It's a lesson for life. When you put your bitachon and emuna in Hashem, Hashem takes care of you and watches over you. And Hashem makes sure that you're safe. When Eretz Yisrael, when the soldiers went into Lebanon, as they uncovered the plans of what Hezbollah wanted to do. And the plan was at the same time that Hamas went in, Hezbollah would go in very similarly, send thousands of soldiers in, and Eretz Yisrael would have been caught totally by surprise, and it would have been a disaster. Rather, in the Svarim HaKadoshim, the third one, the one sefer that was written thousands of years ago, so interesting, he writes that Esau, the way Esau works, is they get an army together and they attack you before Hesu. Yishmael works differently. They work but in hiding. They sneak up on you. They ambush you. It's so amazing, and you see Mamish, this was written before Hezbollah, before Hamas. It was written by a Gadol years ago, and through, he pointed through a pasuk in the Torah, the difference between Yishmael and Esau. It says the Arev and Molastis and Arias, it's Mamish, you see it. There is no logical explanation why they didn't do it. Everyone, all the Parshanim go back, and they think they're Elunium, and they try to figure out. There's absolutely no explanation why they didn't do it besides one. Hashem. I'm very happy that even they can't figure it out. They admit they can't figure out why. Raka Kadosh Baruch Hu. And it's Kol Hazman. Hashem's watching over us. There are Nani HaKavis that surround us. We should look and notice it. And we should appreciate it. How could the even one Ummah live in 70 Zayden? People think, nah, there's no anti-Semitism. We see there's anti-Semitism. We see how the Goyim made us. Don't get fooled for 2 minutes. It's a mess that we're around, that we walk around, we're safe. We see the Anani HaKavod that are mulatto for us. We see the Parnosa that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mazmin for Klal Yisrael, Baruch Hashem. As we see the Anhagos Amon, the Anhagos of Anani HaKavod, the Befrat L'Talmidei Chacham, the Nisim Neflois on Nifrit. Because that's a lula of the greatness of putting your lula in the tochel in these areas. Because that's two areas of a lula of the tochel. And we want to speak about one more. And that's the last knitch we want to see. It says when the Yidden came to the Yamsis, as the Shaila was, why couldn't they swim? I mean, there are many bachelors that go swimming on the beach. Right? Okay, there's no problem, there's water, they'll go swimming. They're good swimmers, they could do it. As the Medrash asks the question, and the Medrash says in this week's parasha, Hashem made the waves should be very, very high. It was impossible to go in. Why didn't they run to the right? Why didn't they run to the left? As the Medrash says, Hashem brought Chayis Rois, Nechoshim, Akrovim, Aroyis on the right and the left. But could you imagine the picture? Mitzrayim running in back of them. The Yam is like, looks like a hurricane is coming. It's like another one of those. Like what happened to Florida. Uchulei, oh, hurricane. Oh, the right, the left. There's no way to go. And that's what it says in Shir HaShir. Yoynosi v'chad vein hasela. The eagle's coming. The Yoyna is here. as it's in a small thing in the cave, and there's nowhere to run. Hashmieni es koylech, ki koylech arech. That's what the pasuk in Shir Hashirim says. This is the valid limud for all of us. They are matzavim, where we feel in life. How are we going to get out of this? How are we going to manage? It could be matzavim in parnasa, matzavim in shalom bayis, matzavim in gidol yiladim. Everyone has this yearness in life. Life is full of yearness. And many times we feel, how are we going to get out of this? It's impossible. As what does HaKadosh Baruch Hu tell us? Start the Nefesh HaChayim, Bishar Aleph, Perek Tes. The Pasuk in Bishalach says, Daber El Bnei Yisrael Vayisto. Hashem tells you, walk into the Yam. What do you mean, walk into the Yam? What am I going to do? It's the waves, you can't go in. Don't worry, it's going to split. When's the last time you walked into the Yam and it split for you? What happened? No problem. Walk into the Yam. It's in the middle of a hurricane and it's got a split. And the reason did it. Zot li nefesh achayim. Why did not HaKadosh Baruch Hu split the Yam before? HaKadosh Baruch Hu could have made it so much easier for them. Split the Yam before. They could walk in and they could be comfortable. Why did he have to make it so scary for them? That they had to walk in when the waters were Zot Nefesh HaChayim. It's coming to teach us a big Yisrael. It was B'schus Emuna that they believed Kriyas Yamsuf could happen. B'schus Zeh not the Kriyas Yamsuf. They needed this course to make the Kriyas Yamsuf. This course, when the massive is hard, you keep up, you hold strong, you keep on going, that itself changes the massive. And that's a very powerful lesson for all of us in life. If we hold strong with our Emunah and Bitachon, with the Nisayos that are in front of us, and we keep on learning, keep on steiging, keep on growing in our Avodas Amidos, even though we have tremendous Nisayos, we are going to see Kriyas HaYamsuf also. We're going to see Matzavim that we never thought we could grow out of, we could change. Unbelievable. There's a bachur that married, and when God went into the shidduch, because he was promised he would be supported for life. Bachur in yeshiva. And he got one of those deals that, you know, the one in a million deals for life. That's it, you're taken care of. Oh, he was so excited, he didn't have to worry about his parnasa. Oh. 2 weeks before the chasana, the in-laws came over to him and they said that they had a daughter who was a great girl, and the only way you could get shidduchim is if you promised money. So they promised money, but in reality, they're not caring. They don't have. Here, this bottle was like knocked off the floor. Like, 2 weeks before, that's not, you know, he was Meimen Nuchas, you know, Levi, Vizmol David Hashem, Roy, Loyefta, Good Vacha, I was taken care of. And he had mamish, the carpet pulled out from under his feet. His first year is the Shaila, to Rav, the Mashalach was such a family. A big Shaila. Whatever, he said. Never, it was a back and forth. The Meister, the person decided to go into it, and he's still in Kailo, he's still learning. And Hashem sent him other ways. The same Hashem that sent the first way could send you other way. And the Maharal had a story. He was supposed to get married to a huge career. A little before they were married, his wife, future wife, sent him a letter. And she wrote to him, her father lost all his money in the business deal. Because the reason why I got engaged to you was you're the next gadol hadar, and you should be able to learn. As I can't anymore. You could break the engagement, I'm masking. Wow. That's like showing a godless. Maral said, no way. I'm not going to be Revayish Bas Yisrael, and Hashem will send Paranasim. A week later, the girl, his Kala, was selling bread in the shuk, in the mama's shuk, she had to sell bread. A soldier came up and said, I need a piece of bread. Give me quickly. His mama, she felt like he was dying, and said, this is my panasa, you have to give me money. Because he took a sack with coins in it. He said, listen, I'm giving this to you now, and as a mashkan, I'm in the middle of a milchama, and I don't have time, just hold it as a mashkan, and give me the bread now. She gave him the bread, and the soldiers started to run away. He said, you know what? Keep it. And he ran away. And that money that was in that sack was enough for them to live many years afterwards. To move on, they thought it was because of the shidduch, but they got the money, they thought it goes to the Maral, so they gave it to him. Lo yuma. In fact, when my mamuski, when you learn a Maral, you understand them all like, you see what a godly was, he was a kid, he was a bachur. He had his honest study, but he believed in Hashem, he created the answers happen. Shutuk in Hashmar. That's the story of Davra of the name Yisrael by Yisrael. Kriyas Yamsuf, the Mar of Yitzias Mitzrayim. The Maral says, Pesach, the first day of Yom Tov is Keneged when we went out of Mitzrayim. The seventh day of Yom Tov is the Yom of Kriyas Yamsuf. But why is it one Yom Tov? I raised two different Yom Tovim. This is the Yom Tov of Yitzias Mitzrayim. This is the Yom Tov of Kriyas Yamsuf. Zog the Maral. Because Kriyas Yamsuf is the Gemara of Yitzias Mitzrayim. He brings one of the four Lashonis of Gula, the Rishonim, the Ramban in the Heaven Ezra say, the third Lashon of Gula was on Kriyas Yamsuf. Zog the Heaven Ezra, because the Eved Boirea is still in heaven. Yitzi is not Nigmar until you kill his other. Because the Gemara of Yitzi is Mizrayim was Kriyas Yamsuf. Zog the Svarim HaKleshim. That just like the Gula of them from Mizrayim will be the Gula of the Zman HaZeh. We're holding by the Gemara of the Gula. The Oifim that will be Zeichah to the Gula is Daber El Bnei Yisrael by Yisrael. We have to keep stark in our Muna and be talking in Hashem and hold stark. We'll learn and there'll be Siyata Deshmaya. We'll keep in our Avodas Hashem. And the Ezes Hashem every year will be Zeichah to his Kriyas Yamsuf. Life is full of mistakes. If you prepare yourself before, when the winds hit you, you'll be able to hold strong. What enables us, what keeps us strong, is our chizukim in emunah and bitachon. That's what gives us the strength. To always know Hashem could help, Hashem will help. And even if not every time it goes good, but we still keep up with it. You know, some people, there's someone that said, you know, I gave this tzedakah, and the tzedakah promised that if you do this, then all your kriyim are going to get better. And they gave tzedakah, and the mother died that year. And they were like blown away, like it was haftacha. You know, it has a big picture with all the haftacha. You're going to be zeicha to big. You're going to be zeicha kulei shama, shana shel bracha, v'li shom gam. They were very shaken up. There's going to be a lot of misgivings on the way. There's no haftachas. Things are not always going to work out. Even if you do schoolers, things are not always going to work out. But if Baal Bitachon knows, Hashem's there, Hashem's with him, he's always there. And Hashem Yazar for the future, he never gives up. The Rebbeinu Yair says very powerfully. He asks, how could you have bitachon when you go out to Milchama? He says, when you go out to Milchama, you're supposed to have bitachon. He says, every war they went out, there was people that died. So what does it mean? You have bitachon, you're not going to die? I mean, every war they went out, there were soldiers that died. Says, why shouldn't you be scared? He says, bitachon is not what we think. It's 100% foolproof. Bitachon means tikva chazaka, strong hope. Very important. I always keep my hope up high. And that's the pasuk in the bracha vayichi, the shevet dog. Lishu oscha ki visi Hashem. Zog the medrash, hakol v'zchus hakivui, v'avula asida v'zchus hakivui gam. Keeping up your hope strong. That's the limud of Gabriel B'nai Yisrael B'Yisrael. Keep your hopes up strong. Keep on going. And Hashem will help you in what you need. You may not see it right away. Don't get blown away. Hashem's going to help. Hashem's going to make it happen. And in all these stories, there are hard weeks. You know, the story of his father that I said over, he had weeks that were hard. But he's still learning. The Maral. The week after that, he heard he doesn't have money. It was a hard week. There's ups and downs, even by G'dayim. But they keep strong. They don't give up. They keep their hopes up strong. To fear us. After they were safe for the previous Yamsa, they went safely, and the Midian were drowned, as they said, Shiri. As the Lashon of Shira starts off, Oz Yashir. We say it every day. Frek Rashi, why is it the Lashon Oz? They sang at that point. Should be the Lashon Oz. Oz Shar. Why Oz Yashir, the Lashon Oz? Zot Rashi, Zuremez, Lutrius Hamis. There's going to be one more Shira. Zot Balature. That's why it's Miloshim Yud. As the Medrash says, there are Yud Shiras to Nemru Ba'aliyah. The last Shira is going to be by the Gula Asir. As in this Shira, which is the first Shira, is a remez for the last Shira. Because Torah is nice, the obvious thing about it. It's the remez of what will be in the future. What's Shira? When do you sing? What's singing? Because if you ever saw a boy that got engaged, a father, and he's really, really happy when he's engaged, and all of a sudden you hear him singing, he's walking, and he doesn't even have those earphones in his ears. He's just walking and he's singing. When he's in the shower, forget about it. Like the whole building hears him. He's like so happy. He's just singing. Well, he can't stop singing. Ah, his lame is like passing a simcha. Ah, it's evolving. Yeah. This person, not only still in his mitzvah, unbelievable person, but when he was diagnosed with a machla, he always used to come and sing with Hridu Lashem Ki Tari Kila Elam Chazdari. If he was diagnosed with a machla, I figured he would come in, maybe start singing on Hashem Rishiyana or something else. Yet, walked in the same way. Hridu Lashem Ki Tari Kila Elam Chazdari. Unbelievable. He's been talking in the moon. The people that sing, but it's not something you could fake. It's a real feeling. I feel like I'm so happy the song comes out of me. That's what Oz Yashin. Zot Rashi Ola Beliboy Shiyoy Mashiva. They felt so good. You imagine seeing, you're surrounded. It's hopeless. And in one shot, you're out on the other side. And all the people that wanted to hurt you, gone in one shot. The feelings of simcha are so great. That's Shira. Yeshira Oyapa. All the people in this long galus who worked and tried There's going to be a song which you're going to want to sing. You're going to want to be in the choir. Even if you don't have a good voice, if you want to be one of those people who are going to be singing, it's going to be a song that will cast me away of seeing everything you held strong for. The symphony you're going to have when Hashem gives us Gula and Kol HaTayim HaTamun is lo yimah. Ein Shira Kamayu B'chol Ha'ayim. Even half night of Shira doesn't come to this year. Even all the top singers in the world, Lemmer, whoever you want, it just doesn't come to this year. It's going to be a wild song. Because it's the song that comes from the depths of the heart. That's the story. Why did they say Shira? Because Vayaminu Vashem Amru Shira. Because of our emuna through the dollars, Yavai Hayoyim, we're going to be Zeicha Tanane HaKovid once again. It won't be hard for Yeshiva Bachur to go home. Just hop on their Anani HaKovid. El Al can't hike up the prices anymore. Zehu! First class by Yosef. Food will not be Yeshiva's near food anymore. Money. I call you a type she'en kamali. That's the Shira that the Bali B'tachin sing as such. Hashem Yasser, we shall be Zeicha to sing together. We oimit Yimeinu. Al HaTovis Hashem, Al Aves Hashem, on the Hatzolus of Hashem. We shall be Zeicha Oida Pan to be Yoya Nisim in Slots.